KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Rebecca Topham of Griswold won the Class 1A Girls State Cross Country Championship Saturday in Fort Dodds as she had a winning time of 13 minutes 56.3 seconds. That was 14 seconds ahead of the runner-up, Leah Seivert of Sibley Ocheyedan. It's the third title in a row for the junior from Griswold and the fourth straight runner-up finish for Seivert. Other top runners in Girls 1A included Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley placing 8th, Michelle Mum of Tri-Center was 9th, Audubon's Megan Deist was 25th, Grace Hoffleen of Exira EH placed 32nd. Pekin won the girls' 1A team title. Griswold was 7th, and St. Albert placed 8th. In the boys' class 1A race, Denver won the team title with Riverside 4th, St. Albert 6th, and Boyer Valley 7th. Individually, the top area finishers included Chase Bonsall of Boyer Valley finishing 23rd, Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley was 24th, Brady Ryan of Riverside 29th, Tim Brink of Riverside was 26th, and Brandon Sippert of Riverside placing 38th in that meet on Saturday. In Class 2A, Gilbert won the girls' team title with Panorama placing 14th. Grace Gibbons of Gilbert won the race with Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley 22nd. Monticello won the boys' championship with Shenandoah placing 5th. Michael Melchert of Monticello was 1st with Shenandoah's Nate Hoyt 26th and his teammate Bradley Young placing 31st. In Class 3A, the girls' team champ was Decora with Tess Rorta winning the race. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic placed 24th overall. The sophomore ran a time of 15 minutes 38.8 seconds. Boone won the boys' team title in 3A with Harlan 9th and Creston 13th. Chandler Austin of Boone was the champion with Chris Brace of Harlan placing 24th. Also in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic won the girls' team title, Cedar Rapids Prairie the boys. Mackenzie Yannick of Pleasant Valley was the girls' champ, Josh Evans of Linmar the boys' champion. Well, high school playoffs continue tonight in the football. High school football playoffs continue tonight as second-round playoff games are set for around the area this evening. Locally, in eight-man action tonight, Coon Rapids Bayard will visit Exira EHK. That's a game we'll have for you here on KJAN tonight. The Crusaders are 8-3. Exira EHK is 9-0 on the season. In fact, Exira EHK picked up a win earlier this year in regular season play over Coon Rapids Bayard. And Exira EHK coach Tom Peterson says it probably won't be the same type of game because both teams are better.
I would say that both teams have improved quite a bit. You know, they've been doing a fabulous job with their running game, Jim. It's something that we're going to have to make sure that we focus on quite a bit. You know, the Evans kid has rushed for 1,400 yards. You know, the Carson's the quarterback. He's a dual threat guy, so... you know, they've changed a little bit of personnel in there. They've got a different kid in there as far as their lead blocker that's probably better than where they were at before. So, you know, the kids are going to have to make sure it's assignment football once again. And we're going to have to make sure that we come out with that energy and enthusiasm like we have been. You know, it's going to be extremely important that we get off to a good start. Our goal would be to try to make them one-dimensional if possible. So be physical at all times when we can.
Exira EHK won the regular season game 49-12, and sometimes fans like to just kind of compare scores, and Coach Tom Peterson said that might be a mistake.
You know, it's playoff football. Everybody's just a little bit more excited, and, you know, the last time we played them, it was 21-12 at halftime. So I'm expecting an extremely close football game all the way through, and our kids, they're not going to be thinking anything different. You know, they're a good football team. But otherwise, they wouldn't be where they're at. Like I said, they beat Fremont Mills down there in that game, so... you know, like the scores, they mean nothing earlier in the season. So it's everybody's record right now is 1-0, and that's the way that I approach it, and that's the way that our kids will approach it.
Well, John Kesselring, the head coach of the Crusaders, says these two teams are just very familiar with each other.
You know, this will be the fourth time we've played them in the last 2 years. You know, and really, I don't know. You know, I don't know that the score at the end of the game was indicative of what that game was. It was 18-12 at half, and. You know, before the big rain delay, it was still a two-touchdown game. And so I don't know that the score is really indicative of how good of a football game that truly was. But, you know, obviously they have a great quarterback in Drew Peppers, and it's going to be our bet, take our best effort to slow him down.
Again, game time is 7 o'clock tonight. We're on the air at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. You can join Chris and me. We'll be live up at Exira tonight. Exira EHK versus Coon Rapids Bayard live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Also on the web, we'll stream it live for you at KJAN.com. And on your smartphones, if you've got the free KJAN app, you can listen there as well. Other eight-man games tonight included Derek Casey at home against Twin Cedars. Both teams have 10 wins. Derek Casey undefeated on the season hosting that game tonight. And Glenn Ralston will be at home against Boyer Valley in eight-man action this evening. In Class A play tonight, Audubon has a second straight home game against East Mills. Both those teams 8-2 entering the game. AHST puts its 10-0 mark on the line at home in Avoca as they'll host an 8-2 Madrid squad tonight. In Class 1A this evening, St. Albert is unbeaten, and they're at home against Ogden, while Van Meter also puts a 10-0 mark on the line at home against Mount Air. In Class 2A tonight, top-ranked Kemper Catholic is at home playing 8th-ranked West Marshall. The Knights have used an outstanding defense to post a 10-0 mark on the season. Kemper Catholic coach Chad Klein says that defense will be tested tonight by West Marshall.
We have Duncan Furch and Devin Chesler, who are great athletes, and we knew that coming in to tonight. You know, and that's kind of always the focus, to kind of really try to find ways to stop a great athlete like Furch, because he is so elusive, plus because of his size.
Well, Kemper Catholic won at West Marshall in the quarterfinal round of the playoffs last year.
Well, I think probably in the back of the kids' minds, there's some motivation there because of that. But I think, you know, primarily it's a playoff game, and it's our next game, and I think that's probably the biggest motivation they need.
That's West Marshall coach Ken Winkler, who says this Kemper Catholic team is even better than the one a year ago. Kemper Catholic 10-0 coming into that game tonight. Also in 3A tonight, it's another regular season rematch as Carroll plays at Harlan. Carroll 8-2 on the season. Harlan has a mark of 9 in Carroll. They're 9-1. Carroll was the only team to beat them during the regular season at Merrill Field, which is where this game is tonight. Game time 7 o'clock for all of those matchups this evening. The winners advance to the quarterfinal round of the football playoffs. Well, linebacker Tom Bahali and cornerback Sean Smith returned turnovers for touchdowns, extending the Kansas City Chiefs' perfect start to 9 straight games with a 23-13 win over the Buffalo Bills Sunday. Ali put the Chiefs ahead for good by scoring on an 11-yard fumble return with 12:47 remaining. Smith changed the momentum of the game by intercepting Jeff Toole's pass at the goal line and returning it 100 yards to tie the game at 10 in the opening minutes of the second half. Kansas City's opportunistic defense made up for its own deficiencies, as well as an Alex Smith-led offense that managed only 210 yards. Buffalo had a season-best 470 yards of offense. Toole, an undrafted rookie, struggled in his first NFL start, going 18 of 39 for 229 yards passing and a touchdown with two interceptions while filling in for interim starter Thad Lewis, who's sidelined by bruised ribs. Elsewhere around the league, Houston coach Gary Kubiak collapsed, leaving the field at halftime. It was taken by ambulance to a hospital, and the Indianapolis Colts rallied for a 27-24 victory over the Texans. The team didn't say what was wrong with Kubiak, but did say that he didn't have a heart attack. The team said the 52-year-old coach was conscious and was with his family as he was taken to the hospital. Texans GM Rick Smith said the coach felt lightheaded and dizzy, but was evaluated by specialists. Smith said he hoped Kubiak would be given a clean bill of health and be back with the team soon. On the field, Andrew Luck talked. Lost 3 second-half touchdowns to T.Y. Hilton as the Colts rallied from an 18-point halftime deficit for the win. Elsewhere yesterday, Carolina beat Atlanta 34-10, Dallas over Minnesota 27-23, the Jets beat New Orleans 26-20, Washington over San Diego in overtime 30-24, Tennessee topping St. Louis 28-21, Philadelphia beat Oakland 49-20, it was Seattle in overtime, a 27-24 winner over Tampa Bay, Cleveland surprised Baltimore 24-18, and New England outscored Pittsburgh 55-31. Well, third-ranked Florida State gained ground on idle number 1 Alabama and number 2 Oregon in the new Associated Press college football poll. Both of the top teams were off this week with the Seminoles' 41-14 win over then number 7 Miami. They received 6 first-place votes in the new poll. Alabama stays number 1 with 52 first-place votes, 3 less than last week. Oregon received 2 first-place votes, a loss of 1 for the Ducks. The loss dropped Miami 7 spots to number 14. Rounding out the top 5 after Alabama, Oregon, and Florida State are Ohio State and Baylor. Notre Dame moved back into the rankings at number 24. Michigan fell out after losing to Michigan State. In the new BCS standings, Florida State leapfrogged Oregon into second place behind Alabama. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Detroit Tigers have chosen Brad Ausmus as their new manager. The 44-year-old former catcher has almost no managerial experience and replaces Jim Leland. Ausmus worked most recently in the San Diego front office as a special assistant to the general manager. He takes over a team that has reached the American League Championship Series three straight years and should be well-positioned for another big season in 2014. Ausmus managed Israel's team in the World Baseball Classic and was a big league player from 1993 to 2010. In racing, Jimmy Johnson led 255 of 334 laps for a dominating victory that put the five-time champion back in the chase for the Sprint Cup lead with two races left in the season. Matt Kenseth and Johnson arrived at Texas Motor Speedway tied in points, though Kenseth was the leader based on his seven wins. Kenseth finished fourth and fell 7 points back of Johnson in the chase race. Johnson got his sixth victory this season, becoming only the second three-time Cup winner at Texas. The number 48 Hendrick team takes a 7-point lead to Phoenix next week. In golf, Dustin Johnson had a strong finish to win the PGA's HSBC Champions Tournament in China. He finished 3 shots in front of Ian Poulter as each shot a 6-under-66 in the final round. Fred Couples won the Champions Tour's season-ending Charles Schwab Cup Championship as Kenny Perry topped the year-long points race to earn a $1 million annuity. Couples ended a 16-event winless streak dating to the Senior British Open in July of 2012, closing with a 2-under-69 for a 6-stroke victory over Bernard Langer, Peter Senior, and Mark O'Meara. In the NBA yesterday, it was Detroit over Brooklyn 107-86. Miami beat Washington 103-93. Oklahoma City topping Phoenix 103-96. Minnesota beat New York 109-100. It was the LA Lakers over Atlanta 105-103. Just 3 games in the National Hockey League Sunday. Dallas beat Ottawa in a shootout 4-3. Calgary topping Chicago in overtime 3-2. Minnesota beat New Jersey 4-0. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.